Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Today, we're talking about something powerful, something that has the ability to refresh your spirit, renew your strength, and even shift the direction of your life. We're diving into the truth that the Word of God brings life. If you've ever felt tired, dry, or just a little disconnected, this message is for you. So take a deep breath, settle in, and let's walk through this together. I truly believe God has something to say to you today. Let's get into it. The topic is, the Word of God brings life. And our Bible text is from John chapter 6, verse 63.
John chapter 6, verse 63. The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life.
Hello. I'm so glad you've joined me today. Whether you're commuting, sitting with a warm cup of coffee, or just taking a quiet moment for yourself, I believe today's message will stir something fresh in your spirit. Let me begin with this. I recently read a book in which the story of a young man named Josh was narrated. The story revealed an event that changed the trajectory of this young man's life. Josh had reached the end of himself. He was deep in depression, battling addiction, and ready to give up. One night, while scrolling through his phone in a fog of hopelessness, he stumbled on a Bible app. Out of sheer curiosity, or maybe divine nudging, he clicked on it and began reading the book of John. As he read, something began to shift. For the first time in a long time, he felt something, hope. That night, he didn't just read words, he encountered life. Today, Josh is a changed man, serving in his local church and mentoring others walking through dark places. Why? Because the Word of God brings life. The book of John 6 verse 63 says, "The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life." Have you ever felt spiritually dry? Like your soul was parched and you were just going through the motions? Maybe you're feeling that way now. But here's the good news. God's Word has the power to breathe life into the driest, most lifeless parts of us. God's Word isn't just a collection of stories or a religious textbook. It's living, active, and life-giving. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says, "For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword." That means when you read it, it doesn't just speak to you. It awakens you, transforms, convicts, comforts, it empowers. Think about Genesis chapter 1. The world was formless and void, complete chaos. And then God spoke, "Let there be light," and light broke into darkness. From nothing came everything. That's what the Word of God does. It speaks life into chaos. What's the chaos in your life today? What feels void or broken? Could it be that all it needs is a word from God to begin a transformation? Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." When we feel unsure, confused about the next step, it is God's word that gently lights the way. Not a spotlight to see the whole journey, but just enough light to keep walking forward. The word also has healing power. Proverbs 4 verse 20 to 22 tells us, "My son, pay attention to what I say, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body." Sometimes the healing we need isn't just physical. It's emotional, mental, even spiritual. And God's Word can touch it all. Let me ask you, When was the last time you let the Word of God speak deeply to your heart? Not just reading a verse out of routine, but really meditating on it, chewing on it, asking, Lord, what are you saying to me today? Think about Ezekiel 37, the Valley of Dry Bones. God asked Ezekiel, can these bones leave? And then he said, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Ezekiel 37, verse 4. And guess what? As Ezekiel spoke God's word, breath entered them, and they came to life. If God's word can raise dry bones, it can raise your discouraged heart, can lift you out of depression, can renew your mind, can give you the strength to forgive, to heal, to love again. So how do we let the word bring life to us? 1. Read it with expectation. Approach the scripture believing that God wants to speak to you. 2. Meditate on it. Don't rush. Let it sink in. Write it down and repeat it. 3. Apply it. It's not just about information. It's about transformation. Apply the word of God to different areas of your life and experience transformation. The word is a transformer, and for speak it. Declare God's promises out loud over your life, your family, your work, your dreams. Let's pause here. What's one area in your life right now that feels dry, empty, or lifeless? Can you imagine what would happen if you spoke God's word into that space? What would shift if you believed his promises again? I invite you to take a few minutes today, just you and God. Open your Bible, even if it's just a psalm or a few verses in the Gospels. Ask him, Lord, speak to me. And wait, listen, let his word fill you with life. Because when God speaks, things change. As you go today, remember this, you carry within you the most powerful force in the universe, the living word of God. It's not just for Sundays or devotionals like this. It's for every moment to guide you, encourage you, strengthen you, and bring you life. So go boldly, go joyfully, go knowing that no matter what today holds, the Word of God is your anchor, your sword, your shield, and it's alive in you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Word, alive, powerful, and full of life. Today, we open our hearts to you and ask that you breathe fresh life into every dry and weary place within us. Speak to us through your word. Lord, help us to not just read it, but to live it, to trust it, and to let it shape us. When we feel weak, remind us that your word gives strength. When we feel lost, remind us that it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Let it guide our decisions, renew our minds, and fill us with peace and purpose. Draw us closer to you through every verse, and may we never take for granted the gift of your voice in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending this time with me. Be blessed, be encouraged, and keep walking in the life-giving power of His Word. If this message has blessed you, kindly share it with someone. Until next time, stay rooted in truth and keep your spirit lifted.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 29 and chapter 30. And for the evening, Mark chapter 16. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
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 And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.